Good morning. They're still talking to Emmys. It was the largest audience in 8 years, so a lot of people saw Carrie Underwood sing the song yesterday. Paul McCartney, we now know, gave her the blessing to sing it, so that made it a little easy where you didn't think he was going to look around the corner, you know, every 5 minutes when she was doing the rehearsal. She was wearing 152 carats worth of diamonds. $18 million necklace, $3.2 million diamond studs, $4 million ring, and then at the end of the night, like Cinderella, you got to give it back.
Oh, she didn't own that stuff?
Oh, no. That was borrowed. That's what they do in L.A., you know. They give you some $40 million necklace just so you'll have some bling bling, and then they take it back.
Right away.
Garth Brooks, never know what that boy is up to, said he was through with Vegas, made a big deal about his relationship with Steve Wynn, and they had done a good job together, but it was done. Well, he's back. Now, October the 18th, 19th, November 8th and 9th, he's back at the Wynn Hotel. I don't understand what that boy's doing, but whatever it is, he gets to do what he wants. The Bluegrass album. Alan Jackson said he didn't tell anybody he was doing it. He didn't even tell the record label. He said, I paid for it myself. I went in and I did it because I had a feeling it was going to come off good. And I think it did. If you listen, so Alan Jackson, to me, can almost sing anything, but you will enjoy it when you check it out on iTunes today just to see if you like the tone of it. Keyshawn Johnson is a terrible dancer, and they kicked his self off last night. He said, I don't even bob my head in the car. That's how stiff I am. Not well, that. He was. Anybody who can make Bill Ingvall look good on the dance floor has got to go. Jason Aldean, fifth platinum album. And he also now has 12 number one records. Isn't that something?
That's, he just keeps cranking them out. He's found his niche, that's for sure.
He has, and I mean, he hadn't felt like he'd been around that long to have 12 number ones, but he has.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Moore has a number one on one of the two charts, and he'll probably have number one on both of them next week, plus he gets the album chart. And The Voice started back last night with all the original coaches. Blake said he thinks it's going to be a good year for that reason, thinks they've got a lot of ammunition going into the new year, and I agree with him. And Luke Bryan, like so many of the other artists right now, the summer tours are over. A few of them have Christmas tours, but most are sort of in the planning stage. They do some award show purchases. They do some recording this time of year, and many of them are planning their big shows, looking at the lighting and all that stuff, and that's exactly what Luke Bryan is doing right now. So getting ready for 2014 already, but I'm not through with 2013 yet.
Me neither, but I'll tell you what. He comes around here. Dude, I'm sitting front row.
There you go.